bless each and every one this evening, and I do give everyone a warm welcome tuned in tonight to our service. In the name of the Lord, I want to greet everyone from our own fellowship, Omega Ministries, and also all those family and friends that's tuned in this evening. May the Lord bless you at this time, and we as a family want to thank everyone for your prayers and your appreciation in way of cards and wonderful words over this last few days as we mourn my father, William George McKinstry. I want to appreciate everyone and all those that came to the service. We do appreciate the support, and it's wonderful to see the testimony that my father also, he was an elder in Omega Ministry Fellowship for almost 30 years. Our church is going since 1993-94, and my father was an elder in our service, and all of us know my father as Billy McKinstry. He was born in 1941 till Robert and Rachel McKinstry, and they mostly lived at Bellacross. And I thank God it was at Bellacross Farm where his brother John and his wife Carol live there today and farm. And it was there at Bellacross that he bowed the knee in 1964 in an orchard and met with a Savior. I thank God for that preparation made for heaven. He went through many trials and got away from the things of God, but God, rich in mercy, restored my dad, Billy Bank, Brother Billy, in 1989. And it was around that time that God supernaturally visited myself in High Bank Jail and transformed me and called me to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Billy has left behind three sisters, Florence, Eileen and Mary, and two brothers, Bobby and John, and two brother-in-laws, Robert and John as well. Also, I don't want to forget his brother-in-law, Keith, who passed on to be with the Lord on the 5th of April, 2019, and we appreciate it. Our brother Keith and the testimony that he left. Also, two sister-in-laws, Carol and Helen. Now, we're a big family of eight. The oldest fellas, David, then Philip, then myself, then Andre, Ian, Matthew, Aaron, and Samuel, and son-in-law, David, and also daughters-in-law, Jenny, Sharon, Lauren, and Kerry. 25 grandchildren and two great-grandchildren left behind, and I would appreciate all your prayers at this time for this greater family circle. We do most surely appreciate your prayers. I want to bow and pray, and then we're going to turn to Psalms 23, and it's hard for me tonight. I'm trying to hold everything back, but I just pray the Lord will help us. Father in heaven, Lord, I just thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Pray, Lord Jesus, for your strength, for your anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, that you'll help us at this time. Bless each and everyone grieving this great loss, but yet a victory, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory for the life and for the testimony of William McKinstry. We thank you for how you saved him. We thank you for how you restored him and how he finished the race well. Lord, we bless you this evening that it pleased you to take on to yourself a precious brother, Billy. We thank you that he's safe, resting in the arms of the Savior. We do pray that you'll touch other lives. God, that you'll save all of us sisters, all of us brothers, all of us sons and all of us daughters, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Acclaim every one of them under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, God, for everyone that would tune in tonight, that the word of God will touch them, that the word of God will bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. I do take the Holy Ghost now to help me, and I thank you that you do. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. God bless each one this evening. Praise God. I want just for a little short message to share with you that there is hope after death for the saved. Psalms 23, verse 2 to 6 tells us, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Bible tells us first death is the death of the body, not the soul. Mortal life is ended, but the soul, the real you, lives on. An old songwriter once wrote a song, and he sang a song, and I shared it at a funeral of another man that I worked for. I was asked to conduct the funeral, and me and him used to sing that song. And the song was that your body is just a suitcase for your soul. It is a casting off of an old garment of the flesh and stepping out of time into the eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 1 tells us, For we know that our earthly house and this tabernacle were dissolved. We have a building of God, and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Brother Billy has gone on to something that is eternal in the heavens. He has gone on because he was saved. And friend, this evening the most important thing in life is not how rich you are, or how good you're living or bad, but that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you're born again of the Spirit of God and ready to die. There must be preparation made to meet the Master. To most degree it seems the final, the casket. But if we're born again believers, we look beyond to something far greater and far better. Hebrews 9:27 tells us, And it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. John 5:24, Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. There is clearly only one way of escape, one way to escape the condemnation. That is to be in Christ Jesus. To be in Christ Jesus is to escape the condemnation. And you cannot come into Christ by a handshake. You cannot come into Christ by church membership. You cannot come into Christ by joining a lodge or joining a movement, but it is by faith alone, in Christ alone, that you're saved. For the Bible is clear, for there is only one name given under heaven whereby man must be saved. That is the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That word means judgment to come. To them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now let me say this evening. There is a part that must die. Every one of us will face death if the rapture doesn't take place. And we don't see the rapture in our lifetime, the coming of the Lord. We will all meet the appointment with death. Every single one of us must die if we don't go in the rapture. There is a part that must die, but thank God there is a part that cannot die. Hallelujah. That's why man is so superior to an animal or to the beast of the field, because God has put within man a soul. A soul. And every soul is precious in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we know the word of God says it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to the saving knowledge of the truth. Job 14 verse 1 tells us this: man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. And I tell you, that's the same for every one of us. Every one of us born of our mother, we're going to have trouble, we're going to have trial, we're going to have tribulations in this life. And Job here poses the great question: if a man die, shall he live again? Hallelujah. Then we see the revelation that comes to Job in chapter 19, verse 26. And I believe it's like a prophecy of Job meeting the Savior. And though after the skinworms destroy this body, Job says, Job 19, 26, yet in my flesh I will see God. Hallelujah. That was Job's testimony. Though the skinworms eat his flesh, yet in his flesh he will see God. The body has gone back to the earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The soul of the real you has gone to be with the Lord. But my friend, this evening, there's going to be what's known as a great resurrection. Hallelujah. Now we know 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up, thrust up, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. My friend, those that's in the graves going to come out of the grave. The graves of the saved are going to be empty. They're going to come out, and they're going to go to meet the Lord in the air. And those of us that are believers are going to be transformed. We're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we're going to go to be with the Lord. That's God's word. That's the Bible. That's 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Comfort one another with these words, he says. We're not of those with no hope. We're of those with hope tonight. Hope like Job. Yet in my flesh I will see God. No death in the grave is not the end. Why do we die? And where did death come from? And we know that death had an origin, a beginning. Death had a beginning. Romans 5:12 tells us, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men. We know in Genesis 2:17, God told them, of all the trees you may touch, but of the tree in the midst of the garden, thou shalt not touch it, nor eat of it, for in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And they disobeyed God, and the disobedience brought universal condemnation and universal judgment upon men and women. 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Thank God that for the second Adam. The first Adam was of the earth, earthly. The second Adam is the Lord from heaven, and he is heavenly. And we know the Bible tells us, as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall bear the image of the heavenly. God is going to change these bodies like unto his own glorious body. Sin is an outward spiritual attitude of rebellion towards God, which is expressed in outward acts of disobedience. And we are all sinners in this way. of the glory of God. Jesus Christ is God's provided way and God's plan of salvation for you and me. You can come to the Savior tonight, young man, young woman, backslider, come back to the Lord. Come back to the Savior. Come back to Calvary. Make preparation for death. Make preparation for the coming of the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today and be saved. Remember this here this evening, you that are saved. True Christianity is based upon the resurrection. That's what true Christianity is based upon. This is why the real Christianity is greater than Buddha or Muhammad. Jesus Christ is superior to Buddha. He's superior to Muhammad. He's superior to any pope or prophet or any other man that there is or ever will be. Jesus Christ is absolutely supreme and superior. He's actually supreme deity. Let me say that this evening. You know why he's superior? Because he took on death. Death had no claim on him. He's the sinless, the blameless, the spotless Son of the living God. Not just the Son, but the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. He's John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14 tells us of John 1, the same became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Then we read the epistles, here's what we read. All things were made by him. All things were made for him. He is the beginning of the creation of God. Jesus Christ is superior. Superior because death had no claim on him. But he took on death. He took the penalty of death that was upon you and me. The penalty that we couldn't pay, Jesus paid. The price that was too high for me or you to pay, Jesus paid the high price. He gave himself a ransom for many. He shed his precious blood to wash away our sins. Thank God for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. It's not Jewish blood. It's not Gentile blood. It's God's blood that was in the veins of his only begotten Son, Jesus. Supernatural blood. Blood that can wash away your sins from the memory and the mind of God. No longer to be remembered against you anymore. That's what the precious blood of Jesus can do. Christianity is based on the resurrection. And God raised Jesus Christ from the dead on the third day. And he ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or hinder them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend, and that means come down from heaven with a shout, with a voice of the archangel, with a trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, that's the angels of the Lord, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52, and I'm almost finished. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. I want to read you a little statement before I close this evening. And then the brother's going to sing, and then I'm going to pray. But I want to just read this statement before I pray and our brother sings. But when the body has been formed, now this is the body of Christ, the mystical body. Now, it's not a church, it's about being in the body. The body means you're born into it. You don't join it with a handshake. You join it because you're born into it by the birth, a new birth. Not flesh and blood, but born again of the Spirit of God into the mystical body of Jesus Christ. And remember, there's only one body, one mystical body, the true church, the bride of Jesus Christ. But when you have been born, formed, and that last name that's on the book will be recognized here on earth, and the books are closed, for it's completed. The story of redemption has been read completely. Then we go to see him and meet him in the resurrection. He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life and shall never come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life. No man can come to me except my Father draw them, and no man that willeth or him that runneth, it's God that showeth mercy. That's what the Word of God says this evening. My friend, this evening, I trust the Lord has spoke to you, and you now have heard the Word of God. If you're not saved, if you don't know the Lord, call on the Savior. Call on the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord and be saved. If there's someone watching, you can put a thumb up or a hand up in recognition to say that you want to call on the name of the Lord, and you're up, and I'm going to remember you in prayer tonight. If there's one listening in, put a sign up on this app that I can see it, and I'm going to pray for you tonight that God will touch you. Backslider, come back to the Lord. Come back to the Savior. There's nothing in this world. We heard this morning, and our brother John so wonderfully showed us about the signs of the times we're living in, knowing the days we're living in. We're living in strange times, terrible times, where men's hearts are failing them for fear of the things coming in this earth with this COVID and all that's going on in the world today. We don't know if the world will ever be the same again. That's why we need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh, and you need to be ready. You need to come to the altar of Calvary. Lay your hands by faith upon the lovely person of the Lord Jesus Christ and call on him for mercy and be saved. I want to pray. For you this evening, and I want you that's saved to pray for the whole family. I've mentioned them at the start of our service tonight. I don't think I've missed anyone. If I have, trust you'll forgive me. But pray for all those that's been named and mentioned this evening, and especially my wee mother. Pray for my mom, that the Lord will touch her, the Lord will bless her. You know, when you've been with someone, my mom married my dad. She was just about 19, turning 20 years of age. She's 75. And you know, my dad and her, I never mind them falling out. I have wonderful pictures of my father coming home and my mother sitting on his knee and brushing his hair every night. That's the picture I have of my mother and father, her sitting on his knee and brushing his hair. And many a time she would sit and brush his hair, and the next thing the two of them would fall asleep. Dad would come in after a hard day's work, and Mom would sit on his knee and brush his hair. And you know, one day we're going to meet again. Somewhere along that trail, we'll meet him again. Somewhere along the wee road, we'll meet him again over in glory, where the Lord is, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Let us bow our heads before the Master. Father in heaven, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. How we ask for your comfort and strength and courage at this time. Lord, as the gospel has gone out, we do pray that thou wilt show thy great favor for the salvation of souls. Jesus' precious name. We thank you for the testimony of William McKinstry, for the testimony he left. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that every one of us will leave a testimony. And we heard our brother Billy mention in the service, whether it's good or whether it's bad, every one of us will leave a testimony. Lord, ere we part the scene of time, may we have a positive testimony. May we have a good testimony. May we have a testimony that we love the Lord Jesus Christ with all of our hearts. Father, bless and strengthen all those that's listening in tonight. Father, we know it's tearful. But oh God, there's hope. Hope. Our real hope is in you. And our strength is a resurrection from the dead. We bless you this evening that you conquered death, that you conquered hell, that you conquered the grave. We thank you that you've shown us I'm going away, but I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Lord, we rejoice in that hope tonight. Give strength to others grieving. Give strength to others mourning at this time. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless everyone that's tuned in. Save the lost. Heal the sick. Restore the backslidden. In Jesus Christ's name. Bless our nurses. Bless our doctors. Give those in authority wisdom and guidance in Jesus' name. Bless your children of Israel and the land of Israel. Oh God, shine on them with mercy. Shine on your own people over this land and those watching in with your mercy and with your grace. And Father, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. Now may the Lord bless thee. May the Lord keep thee. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you this evening. I want to thank those that's tuned in tonight. Praise God. I stand amazed. Brother Gary McKinstry's got a second.
Shall ever be. Thank you.